This is a Squiz podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed.
Hi, it's Claire Kimball here, founder of The Squiz. One of the things that you've told us time and time again is that you appreciate how we do the news, but also appreciate the fun and the quirky bits and pieces too. So I wanted to let you know that we have a weekly newsletter called The Saturday Squiz. It's the week in news, but it also has recommendations of great recipes, books, TV shows, podcasts, and so much more. So grab your phone, go on, and head to thesquiz.com.au to sign up. We're the shortcut to the news and so much more. That link is also in your episode notes.
Good morning, I'm Siobhan Moran McFarlane.
And I'm Claire Kimball.
It's Monday, 26th of September. In your Squiz today, Russia stands alone, China warms up to Oz, storms across the world, and a big weekend of tears and cheers. This is your Squiz today. Claire, we talked a bit last week about the annual United Nations General Assembly taking place in New York. And yesterday, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov accused Western nations of holding a grotesque fear of Russia. And he says that they are out to destroy his country.
Yeah, he really lashed out after days of rebukes from leaders and senior officials attending that United Nations meeting. Lavrov said that his nation had no choice but to take military action against Ukraine. And he claimed that the United States and allies, and this is the quote, want to stop the march of history. It's worthwhile noting that no nation has come out in full support of Russia, including allies China and India. They have renewed calls for a negotiated peace.
Yeah, there's a lot happening between Russia and Ukraine at the moment. One big thing to note is that there are four referendums happening in the occupied regions of Luhansk, Donetsk, Kherson, and Zaporizhia on whether they should become a part of Russia.
So just to explain that a bit, Russia says that they are fair elections where locals can support or reject the idea that their region should stay part of Ukraine or become part of Russia. What Ukraine, Western nations and the United Nations say is that it's a sham and an illegitimate attempt to seize Ukrainian territory. Russia has form on this. It did this in Crimea before seizing that territory from Ukraine in 2014. And those votes are happening until the middle of the week. So it's definitely one to keep an eye on. And in Russia, there are ongoing protests and people fleeing in the wake of Russian President Vladimir Putin's decision to call up 300,000 citizens to join the war effort.
On top of that, Putin has signed orders granting Russian citizenship to any foreign national who signs up to serve a year in Russia's military, bypassing the usual requirement of 5 years of residency, which critics say highlights just how severe the nation's problems are with troop shortages. Also in New York at the UN meeting, Claire, is our Foreign Minister Penny Wong, and it looks like she's made some good progress in a meeting with her Chinese counterpart, Wang Yi.
Well, we'll have to see because, as we know, actions speak louder than words. But she said that the meeting was constructive and one of the many steps that will have to be taken for a more stable relationship. As for Wang, he said that China is willing to work with Australia to resolve the issues between our nations. What's a better indicator of how things are is the fact that it's the second time our representatives have met face-to-face within 3 months.
It was hard going with China for the Morrison government, which was unable to secure a returned phone call for more than 2 years. That relationship with China soured over their aggressive push into our region and Scott Morrison's calls for an investigation into the origins of the COVID pandemic. Last week, Claire, we spoke about Hurricane Fiona wiping out Puerto Rico's power supply, and now history is repeating itself in Canada after the now ex-hurricane hit multiple provinces on the east coast.
There's hundreds of thousands of Canadians in the east of the country who are now without power after ex-Hurricane Fiona battered that area with torrential rain and with strong winds. Fiona has been really destructive and there's going to be a lot of cleanup in her wake. Meanwhile, in Florida, a state of emergency has been declared with a storm named Ian gathering strength. And in the Philippines, Super Typhoon Noru is forcing thousands of people to evacuate. Authorities there are really worried about that one.
Yes, and of course, we are not immune from destructive weather either, as officials in New South Wales are warning families travelling for the school holidays to keep up with emergency updates and road closures as a cold front and more flooding are predicted from today. Claire, you made me switch my allegiance from the Geelong Cats to Sydney Swans last week, and look where that got me. You're lucky I'm not a betting woman.
Look, I'm happy to go back and check the tape. I seem to remember you taking full control of your choice, but yeah, the Swans were just out of luck, and it seemed like they were out of legs as well in that grand final on Saturday. Geelong was just too good. There was a capacity crowd at the MCG, more than 100,000 people. They looked pretty happy with Robbie Williams as the warm-up act, and then they got a pretty one-sided game of AFL even from the first few minutes. So well done to Geelong there. Sydney will be able to shake that off next weekend as it hosts next Sunday's NRL Grand Final. That will see the Penrith Panthers take on the Parramatta Eels. And in the NRLW, the Newcastle Knights will take on the Eels as well after their preliminary finals.
Yes, and back in the country of my birth in England, we saw tennis legend Roger Federer brought to tears after playing his last professional match with his equally weepy doubles partner Rafael Nadal in the Laver Cup. Sadly, the Swiss and Spanish stars lost their game, but to be honest, I think they would have been sobbing no matter what the outcome.
Yeah, it was very teary, that one.
Staying in the UK, Claire, and one of Britain's most successful and beloved authors, Dame Hilary Mantel, died suddenly yet peacefully at the age of 70 on Friday. And this has hit really hard with a lot of people, including yourself.
Yeah, I really loved Hilary Mantel's writing. She was considered one of the greatest English language novelists of this century, and she was celebrated for her highly acclaimed Wolf Hall trilogy. It charted a fictional account of Thomas Cromwell, rise to power in the court of Henry VIII. She won two Booker Awards for the first two books of that series, and many thought that she should have won a third.
Yes, a lot of the tributes talked about her wit, stylistic daring, and creative ambition. I guess she was just very good at what she did. The cause of her death has not been revealed.
A message now from our podcast partner, Sunbeam. Finding healthy and filling snacks for your little ones can be challenging, especially when you're not at home. With Sunbeam's dried fruit and cheese chilled snacks, you can feel confident that the kids will be happy and you know that they're having something wholesome to keep their hunger at bay while you're out and about. They're a source of calcium and contain no artificial colours or flavours, just real fruit and real cheese. It's good food on the go. Pick up a pack today in the dairy fridge at your local Woolworths, Coles or independent retailer.
Claire, Tonga has welcomed a new baby, but not the kind you might expect.
No, it's a baby island. In September, there's been an underwater volcano that's erupted and it's created a 6-acre island in the central Tongan Islands. So experts say don't get too attached. It might be here for a little while, but it won't be here forever. And in the meantime, it's not really a place we want to be because of all that lava and volcanic eruption and all that activity.
We're so used to hearing about concern for islands disappearing under rising sea levels. So this is quite sweet. And to be honest, it's the kind of baby I like because it's one that doesn't cry.
It probably stinks a bit though. So.
Squiz the day, Claire, and Parliament is back in Canberra.
Yeah, it's been a bit on and off again with the Queen's death, but it's back on today. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese, though, will be taking off for Japan. He and some of our former prime ministers are going to Tokyo for Shinzo Abe's funeral, which is on tomorrow.
Yes, and if you're in WA, it's the Queen's birthday public holiday today, which I noticed in my calendar is already being referred to as the King's birthday now. I wasn't sure if that was official, but I looked it up and apparently it is.
Yeah, we move on.
That's it from us today. Have a great Monday, and we will catch you again tomorrow.